We have a sitting this morning in which I presented a motion regarding the situation in Tumbura. One is that over the last 1 week, there has been a very rampant killing of innocent civilians. And it started by targeting community leaders or chiefs who are responsible for the people.
We have been following that situation closely with the Catholic Church. There was a priest who spoke with us from St. Mary, and he narrated exactly what you're telling me. But the question that begs an answer is, what are state and national government doing to arrest this situation? Everybody is...
We have raised the issue with the national government, and in the last 3-4 days, Division 6 commander was deployed to Tumbura just to stabilize the situation, and he has been doing well. To some point, he deployed soldiers on most of the hot spots, I understand. And the aim of that is to calm down the situation and to make sure the firearms that are in the hands of wrong people are collected. At the level of the National Assembly, there are two important issues involved. One is the issue of the insecurity, the rampant insecurity, which have resulted with the killings and the missing people. That include the priest, the Catholic priest. And then the other issue is, of course, as a result of these attacks, civilians have been displaced. And their number is very big. We are talking about 41,000 to 42,000, and it is on the rise. Means they need emergency relief assistance. And they remember it is the rain season where everybody is supposed to be cultivating, and now the villages are not safe. You cannot go out of Tumbura town 1 kilometer without being attacked. The parliament this morning passed a resolution appointing a 9-man committee who are member of parliament but from different states. We resolved that none of us should be part of that committee.
Tumbura is on fire, and the people who are supposed to put the fire off are sitting and meeting, and you're telling me they will go there in a week's time. Shouldn't that be the opposite? Shouldn't you people go to Tumbura and convince the people who are on each other's necks to stop, as opposed to meeting in Juba?
I need to put this in perspective. Who are the people fighting? The people who are fighting are IO forces that are based in Namutina and the surrounding areas. Who are they fighting? They are fighting civilians. So if we go now, there is nothing that we can do. That is why the priority for the national government was to send the Division 6 commander so that he can counter the fighting. The next step will now be the political aspect of it, the diplomatic aspect. This is where somebody like me can go. If I go now to Tumbura, I may even be a victim.
Yeah, you have all the reasons to be careful. The IO, you're just telling me these are IO forces fighting civilians. IO is not on this interview to defend themselves. But have you spoken to leaders of IO? Have you spoken to leaders of IO to tell their forces to stop attacking civilians in Western Equatorial State?
Yes. As a parliament this morning, this is what we raised in the parliament. Because we have records from people in Tumbura telling us the people who are fighting us are coming from areas of Namutina. And in Namutina, there is nobody there else. There is an IO. The priest who went missing, he means in an area that is controlled by IO. So unless there is a contrary view to this, it is believed that IO is behind this. So we need IO to come clear and say, no, these people do not belong to us. This is where they can we can see who exactly is doing this. And that is why, since a member of IO in parliament, some of them say, no, it may not be them. That is why the parliament decided to send a neutral member of parliament to come and establish the fact.
I grew up in Yambio and Meridi, and during my time, these issues of ethnicity were non-existing. And I have to agree with you that Western Equatoria has been one of the peaceful areas in South Sudan. Given the history of its, you know, coexistence and peaceful coexistence, rather, what should be done moving forward?
I believe it's a question of governance, because if you have peace yesterday before the peace agreement, the place was peaceful. And now you have a government, and the government, like any other government, have responsibility to take care of its citizens and their property. And now these citizens are not being taken care of. Someone is killing them, burning their property, and you claim there is a government. So I would say the matter is really about governance. Is Western Equatorial State having a government to begin with?
Have you spoken to Governor?
He doesn't talk to me for one reason or the other. He cannot talk to me.
Why? Why would the government not talk to you? You are a member of parliament in the area. You are supposed to hold him accountable.
I tell the truth.
Honorable Clement, you are supposed to hold him accountable. This is your role, oversight role, to hold him accountable.
And he doesn't want that accountability.
Have you spoken to him?
He doesn't want that accountability.
Have you called him?
He wants to do things with impunity. If I call, he doesn't pick my call.